In 5, 4, 3, 2, I know, you see.
That was good. God,
that's how we should start every podcast. Intro. That's the new intro.
I love it.
Yeah, we should get like a recording sign that like lights up when we're on the podcast. Yeah. We could honestly start.
We should we should get Bryce to do our intro.
Yes.
Yes.
We could also probably get cameras like here. If we put like a camera up there and then like pointed it.
We just have to clear off this.
Yeah, our desks are we changed up our setup because we changed our room.
You know, because we're stressed out for finals, so you know, what do we do? Yeah. We completely rearranged our whole room.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
yep. the main reason I want to do it is because I wanted our beds next to each other. Mm-hmm. Because
it makes life so much easier. Yes,
because we want to sleep in the same bed, but it's a twin size bed, and that's very uncomfortable sometimes. And somebody hogs a lot.
I'm kidding.
That's
you.
But the beds don't have a bar on one of the sides of the bed, which is good because then when we put them next to each other, there's an open space in between our two beds. So then we can just like stuff that with a blanket or something, because we tried pushing like the mattresses together, but that didn't seem to work for some reason. So we can just stuff that with a blanket, and then like bada bing bada boom, we have a queen size bed. Yeah. Easy peasy.
It's pretty nice.
But in doing that, we had to move our desks. So instead of our desks being across the room from each other, our desks are facing each other now. And now we can do the podcast.
Yeah, so now he's sitting like at his desk and I'm sitting at my desk. And it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
So now this is pretty much like an ideal podcast setup.
Yes, and if we had an extra person, they could sit on your side and it wouldn't be crowded or anything like that.
Or, like, over here.
Yeah, and you can play Minecraft, and Reese can sit there instead of having to sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Because we used to just do it at my desk, which is not very big.
No.
Our desks aren't that big.
No.
Yeah.
But we're going to get another mic, so now hopefully, we can still be on separate sides, and then I have one, and then you have one.
Yeah. And then, wait, did I ask? I think I asked for a Christmas or a camera for Christmas. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can hopefully put that up by the bed and then record the podcast, like a video, too. That would be, for like YouTube.
For the YouTube people. Version of that.
Although, we found out that, well, according to Anchor, most people listen on Apple Podcasts, but I know for a fact that more people listen on YouTube because of the, like, there's views there, but at the same time YouTube is very inconsistent with like views and watch time and like stuff like that. It's very inconsistent. So yeah, if you're out there watching on Apple Podcasts, please give us a review, please. I want to know, one, what we could work on better, and two, it makes us like become more recommended to people.
For sure.
If you review higher. Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm not saying that you have to review 5 stars. You don't have to.
Be accurate.
I'm so about that. Like, if you're giving me feedback, I want you to be accurate. Mm-hmm. I get that, like, you guys are listening because you want to listen, and we know for a fact that there's 2 people out there that listen every week, according to YouTube, or was that Anchor?
Might have been both. I don't know.
But we definitely have at least 2 listeners for the podcast.
Which sounds
that are every single time.
Which sounds sad, but like that's good.
Everyone starts somewhere, so.
How inconsistent.
So shout out to those 2 people. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad.
No, I'm just kidding.
They don't care.
My
dad said that he tried to listen to the first one, but then he got bored, and I was like,
exactly.
I'm like, well, you're not doing work while you're doing the podcast. Like, he's literally just sitting there and listening to it. Like, he's not doing something else. When you listen to a podcast, you're typically not just sitting there and listening.
It's not a YouTube video. It's not.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. I don't know.
There's not visuals for you to look at. If there's visuals, then it's not a podcast. We're gonna get
visuals for you to look at.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Yeah. So, that's why it might sound a little different than usual. I doubt it to be that different. It makes us not be able to, like, whisper to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but I don't know. Yeah. I feel like our room is I don't know if it's more crowded or less crowded
than before. I honestly can't tell.
Because before, it was really hard to sit on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Now?
And now, it's not that bad.
It's just really dark.
You just have to duck. Area. Now you have to duck. Yeah. Before, you had to, like, squeeze your whole body in. So you could fit. You had to, like, duck and move to the side and squeeze, and it was definitely harder. But getting to my desk is a little bit harder, but that's fine. I don't care. I'm not that picky. Yeah, it's been a rough week, guys. We've both been, like, really, well, not, like, really sick, but, like, very irritatingly sick. Like, I've been having, like, back problems and tummy problems. I saw this funny Baby Yoda meme. It was, like, me watching my wife pour NyQuil because I have a tummy ache. I'm like, dude, yes. Yes. Or it was, like, because my tum-tum hurt or something.
My tum-tum.
My tum-tum. Yeah. Baby, God, Baby Yoda's so precious. I love Baby Yoda so much. He's so precious. I'm so mad that toys aren't out yet.
Like, so, did they say they were or weren't?
Toys are now coming out, but they're not coming out for, like, a few months still.
See, we were talking about this because if they released it before Christmas time,
yeah,
so many people would be buying them.
Exactly.
Like, as gifts. Or for themselves.
But no. We have to deal with Frozen stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they wanted to avoid the spoiler of Baby Yoda being a thing. Because a lot of times, like, when pop figures come out, not necessarily, like, spoilers, but I know for, like, Avengers Endgame, Nebula on her pop figure had, like, the yellow streak on her face, and people were like, why she got a yellow streak and stuff like that. It just, like, brings up questions and stuff. Like, toys equal spoilers a lot of the time, especially with Lego sets, too. A lot of Avengers.
A lot of the Frozen 2 ones had spoilers.
Dude, the Monopoly game kind of had spoilers. If the Monopoly game has spoilers, but
we got the Frozen 2 Monopoly
even if you
game.
Yeah, even if, like, when we were playing it, I didn't feel like it was telling me what was going to happen. Like, it just, like, said event. It said, like, places and events that were happening, I think. Or, like, names of songs.
I think we were just focused on Monopoly.
Yeah, I was just focused on kicking your butt.
Did you, though?
I don't remember.
Don't think you did.
I think you won that one, but I won Monopoly Diamond Edition. You're like, yeah. But, yeah, that's just what's going on right now. I still have, like, Jocelyn literally cracked my back.
Like, literally 10 minutes at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah.
He started the recording, and then he was like, my back hurts, and then I had to go crack his back.
Yeah. Is this... I don't know if this is just, like... Do people all across the world crack each other's back by stepping on it?
I know a lot of people do it different ways. Like, how my sisters do it.
Yeah.
They go back to back, and then they hook each other's arms, and then one of them, like, bends over so the other one, like, goes onto their back.
That's not, like, gonna crack my back.
No, it cracks their back.
I've tried that.
And then my dad always, like, has you lay on your tummy like you would, like, someone sitting on your back. But he, like, gets, like, on your back and, like,
pushes into it. Okay.
Yeah. And he's really strong, so, I mean, that definitely works.
I have not.
It's scary when he does it, because he's, like, breathe in, breathe out, and he goes, and he just cracks your
Have you ever been to the chiropractor?
No.
Dude, if you're talking about scary, those guys are terrifying.
Like,
those,
what I do with my neck,
if one of those went rogue, it'd be over. Like, when I went twice before we came to college, Which, by the way, my jaw still pops. Like, I don't know if I can. You can't hear right now. No. It's okay. It's better like at this very second, but I don't know. It's very on and off on when it wants to be annoying. But when I went there, he cracked my back because, like, I don't know. He's like, your jaw's connected to your back, which is connected to your mouth, which is connected to your, like, hip, which is, I'm like, that's whatever, dude. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? He's like, now we're going to try the spiritual method. I'm like, what? He's like, there could be bad energy in there. Damn. And I'm like, what is this? I'm like, what the heck is happening right now? I'm so glad that I didn't go every single week because I'm not letting my mom pay that much money for this dude to crack, to take literally like 10 minutes to just crack my neck and then go on with his day. Like, no.
Do you feel better afterwards?
For like the rest of the day, my jaw still popped after the first time I went, and I was like, whatever.
Then why?
Because it. Okay, so, like, it still popped, but it didn't hurt, and it didn't, like, it wasn't as bad, but then, like, throughout the week, it started, like, progressively getting back to normal, and then that second time I went, he was like, oh, your body's telling me that we need to crack your jaw this time, and I'm like... Yeah, man, that was the problem last time, too. I told you.
You knew that.
I'm like, holy mole. I'm like, why didn't you do it last time? But no, now we're going to do it this time. That was scary because, like, I'm on my belly with my head turned to, like, my right. He has, like, a knee. He is, like, on a knee. His knee is where my back would be. Yeah. Not on it, but, like, next to it. Mm-hmm. And then his hands are, like, pressed over my jaw. And then he's, like... looking down, and he's like, all right, stay calm. And I'm like, how you want me to stay calm right now? How you want me to stay calm? You're literally going to break my neck off right now. That's and he's like, scary. He's like, breathe in. I'm like, he's like, breathe out. I'm like, and then my jaw just goes, and I'm like, oh my God. It felt like a Mortal Kombat fatality on me. It was so creepy. It was creepy and scary. And they always, I don't know. Okay. Actually, I don't know if it's every chiropractor, but he was like, he would whisper all the time. Not like
that's kind of creepy.
He just had like a really soft sounding voice, and it was really, really weird. Ugh. I was like, "This is I don't like this. It was weird. It wasn't like weird like that, but that it was just like creepy.
Especially when he's like breaking you.
Breaking me. Yeah, pretty much. But I don't know. It was weird. I still got cracks in my fingers. I wonder if people can hear that. On the podcast, they probably hear that one. Oh, for sure.
If I can hear it, they can hear it.
Probably, yeah. I guess you're right. Jesus. Dude, sometimes Jocelyn's like taking her head, and she goes, crack! And like, I'm like, what?
No, I just like, I loosen my head, like I circle it around, and then I just.
Jesus, I just y'all hear that? I can't do that. I can't crack my neck. Sometimes I really wish I could, but no. People that twist.
I'm too scared to like try it on you. Like, I can do it to myself to crack my neck when I really need it, but I'm too scared to freaking twist your head off.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of people that twist, like, their bodies in their chair and then crack their back, because I can't do that.
You can't do that?
I've literally tried it so many times, and I just can't do it. It's impossible. See, Jocelyn just did it, and I can't do it. I'll try it. Here we go. You ready?
But I already cracked your back.
Yeah, you're right. Let's try this one.
Nope. Not even close.
Never has happened.
Never in your life?
Never ever has happened. It's very annoying.
See, I like that method because one, you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Two, you can do it anywhere as long as you're sitting. Mm-hmm. You can also do it while you're standing, but while you're sitting is probably easier. And sometimes you just really need to.
Sometimes I would just do it over the chair, like on the back of the chair. Mm-hmm. If the seat like, is low like enough. This. If it's low enough, but, like, the ones that we're sitting in right now, definitely not low enough. They're not hard enough. Because they go back when you go back, so.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Mucho annoying, but I don't know. I should just not have back problems.
If only you could just stop it.
Yeah, right. I wish. If only there was people that claimed that they could help me with it. You know. It's fine. Oh, gosh. Anyone that's already had finals week, I hope you did good. Anyone that's in the middle of finals week, good luck.
That's us right now.
That's us right now.
Like, technically, finals week is next week. Mm-hmm. But all your teachers get to decide whenever they want finals. Mm-hmm. And then they could just, like, not have you come during finals week.
Correct.
So far, all of ours are this week. We literally have one tomorrow that we haven't started studying for. But we'll just be up all night studying. It's no big deal.
Got that one. Mm-hmm. And then I got an econ final next Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
Wish it wasn't on Thursday because I don't want any tests on Thursday. Because if I can get all my tests done on Tuesday, then we can just leave.
Yeah.
But I think, do you have a test on Thursday or no?
I have a test on Monday. Okay. I don't know when my stats test is.
Yeah, see, I don't know when my stats test is. I'm pretty sure my stats test is on Tuesday because it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class. And I'm pretty sure those tests are on Tuesdays, but I'm not sure.
It depends on the class. Because my econ class usually meets Monday at 12, but my econ final is Monday at 1. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. Good thing I don't have to go to Cornerstone anyways.
True. I'm pretty sure I'm missing a test from a teacher.
That's not good.
I know. I emailed them about it. I was like, am I missing this? They haven't emailed me back, and I hope that I can still do it at some point.
Professors are so much worse at answering their emails than high school teachers.
Yeah, dude. High school teachers will email you back at like 11 o'clock.
Because we actually want to email college teachers.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe it could just be our college. Like, I don't know if it's just our college.
I don't think so.
But I don't think it is. But just, like, the support system in high school is much better than...
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, people are like, oh, you can call the learning center. Oh, you can get, like, tutors and stuff. And I'm like, I need teacher-specific questions.
Seriously.
Okay? I need the teacher here.
And like, then their office hours are either, like, 8 in the morning... Right. Or during every single one of your other classes.
Right. It's rough. My next semester schedule is literally like classes in the like late afternoon, and then the next day classes really early. Then it's like classes in the late afternoon. So I have like a big gap in there.
That's rough.
It'll be fine. It'll be all good in the hood. Oh gosh. I am not tired. I was going to take a nap, but then I didn't because I was playing Destiny. It was making me mad.
Yes, it was. He was freaking out.
Dude, it's because, like...
He was getting mad.
With bad people, I can't carry the entire team. Sometimes I can, but... I can't carry the whole team when... Because the update came out today, so everyone got reset. So, like, if everyone gets reset, then everyone starts in the same place. So, like, your casual player is going to be mixed with the really good players. And the really good players are going to be mixed with the really bad players. I'm stuck with, like, 8-year-olds that their parents let play this game.
Yeah.
But.
What movie did we... Knives Out. We saw Knives Out.
Yeah, we saw Knives Out.
Very good movie.
It's already been out for, like, 2 weeks, but we're going to give you a review right now.
Yeah, because maybe you saw it and you want to hear other people talk about it. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest, I was kind of disappointed.
Why were you disappointed?
Because I thought it was going to be much more mystery than it was.
No, I thought it was good.
I thought it started off really good. It started off, like, with the trailer.
I thought it ended good.
Felt like.
For sure. The beginning was totally interesting.
I think the twist was very, like, not as outside the box as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too.
It was very contained within the story.
I definitely kept waiting for the twist, and that's not the twist I thought it would be, so yeah. That was surprising.
It's kind of a disappointing twist. There's too many characters. Too many.
Yeah.
We can talk about this in spoiler review, but just like normal review, I'm going to say that there's too many characters.
Yeah, I know. Like, you were talking about, like, the kid.
Mm-hmm. Nazi kid.
That, like, his part in the story totally could have been played by one of the other characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're just trying to
They're just trying to... What was up with, like, the... It was funny, but, like, the whole, like, them arguing about immigration. Like, they're at, like, the dinner table or something. They were, like, all complaining and, like, arguing about whether
or not... I think it was because she is one.
I think so.
Her mom is one. I think that was the whole point of that.
Maybe. Oh, I don't think they knew at the time. And then the...
No, I think they secretly knew. I don't know.
I don't know. Secretly. There was logical decisions in it, which I liked. People made, like, choices that made sense. It was just, like, the beginning was so fast-paced, and then the last half of the movie is very, like, normal. Like, slow. Like, not slow, but it's definitely slower than the beginning.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, you're not... Like, I thought we were going to be following everyone the whole time, but no, we're...
No.
There's definitely a main character. I didn't think there was going to be a main character. Followed, like, two people. I thought the main character was the detective.
I thought it was, too.
But it's not.
No, it's the girl.
It's the girl.
Well, that's because she did it.
Yeah, kind of. Nah, people will see in the movie. We're going to get into spoilers now.
Obviously.
But now we're into spoilers, so spoiler zone alert. So if you haven't seen the movie, it's been out for 2 weeks. If you care about spoilers, you should have on it by now. So I give people a weekend for spoilers.
Do you?
Yeah. Then I'll post whatever.
Dang. I mean, yeah.
Like, Avengers Endgame, I gave a little bit more credit because it was sold out a lot of the time. But for a movie like this, it's not going to be sold out all the time. You could have seen it. There's no excuses. Unless you, like, had a funeral or something. But I doubt it. Highly.
Shut up.
Like, how often are people at funerals?
Like, what does that even mean?
Well, I would not tell you. This. Anyway, okay. Spoilers. Okay, the fact that it's Captain America, who cares? It was just like,
Who was talking about that? What do you mean? Just because he's an actor who also plays Captain America.
No, I mean, like, the fact that he did it.
Oh.
It was just like,
yeah.
Literally every other person also had a motive to do it. It's just the fact that he did it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought everyone else was going to be like, oh, this actually was this, and this was actually this. Like, ha ha ha, audience, we led you down a rabbit trail. And then it's like, no, all their problems were still legit. It's just this one actually killed him.
Yeah.
And the fact that they did it the exact same way.
But there wasn't any, like, lying. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they didn't catch any.
There was no deceiving or...
Gosh.
There was no twists other than... Is the end a twist? Is that a twist? Finding out who the bad guy is?
Supposed to be.
I don't know if it's a twist.
I think the twist was her going to tell them that she did it and then...
Yeah.
Totally, like,
yeah, I guess. That makes sense. But, like, when you're watching it, you don't, you know that she didn't do it. You know that she's not the actual killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just not what happened. Because it's a movie.
They always want you to like the main character.
Yeah.
Especially when she's just, like, really nice. She's not a bad person or anything. Uh-huh.
They highly emphasize that she's a good human being.
Highly emphasize.
They were like, you're a good person.
You're a good person. We love you. You're part of the family.
It would suck to see your family get deported. I'm like, yikes. Rip. Then I love when he was like, we can get lawyers and they'll go against you. And she's like,
gonna be honest, didn't even think about how they were her lawyers.
Yeah,
now and
yeah, because she owned. Yeah. I'm not gonna run through the whole movie. I'm just giving my review over the highlights of the movie. At this point, you should just see the movie and then you.
It is a good. You should go see it.
I just want to talk about it for people that have seen the movie. It's very. I thought there was gonna be a whole trail of events that had to do with every character playing a part in the murder. I thought everything was going to, like, I thought somebody was going to leave something here, and then somebody was going to find it, and then, like they left a matchstick, and then somebody lit a candle, and then the candle woke someone up, and then that person did this, and then it blah, 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 and there's a whole trail, and then blah, 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 murder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But no. It was like, hey, you know the thing that the girl did to kill the dude? Or to, like, fake kill the dude? Yeah, the bad guy did the exact same thing without talking to her at all. And did the exact same steps. But just before her.
Yeah, like, and it somehow worked out where she didn't actually.
I'm like, how? How? Makes no sense. But it's fine.
Yeah.
If this movie wants to get 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, go ahead. Everyone knows how I feel about Rotten Tomatoes.
Trust me, they know. They know.
Yeah. Stupid. Very. I'm not saying that the movie's stupid. I mean, like, the rating system's stupid.
I know.
There was good parts in the movie. Like, I thought, like, the set design was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the house, like...
That house was cool.
When you were in a part of the house, you knew where you were in the house.
Exactly.
Like, it wasn't like, am I in a different house?
Like, it was like, a house and yeah. not set for yeah. each hallway or room.
And, like, you knew where stairs led to. Mm-hmm. You knew where, like, the rooms were and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At least I did. I don't know if you guys were paying attention.
I don't know if everyone pays attention to that.
Well, just, like, naturally, like... Yeah. Felt like I knew where we were. I like the knife circle. That was really cool. So stupid at the end when he goes to stab her and yeah. grabs the one knife that's a fake knife. Because I don't believe that all of those are fake knives.
Why?
There's no way that all of those knives are fake knives.
So why do you think only one of them is a fake knife?
No, that's why I think it's dumb. I think he would have, if in a realistic situation, if he was going to grab a knife, he would have grabbed, like, the biggest knife. Not the...
I think he was pretty in the moment, grabbed a knife, and stabbed her.
It just happens to be the one that...
And no, it just happens to be a fake one, because they're all fake.
I don't know if they're all fake.
I'm pretty sure they'd be all fake.
See, there wasn't... If they would have told us that they're all fake, or they would have told us that they're all real,
maybe
or,
they
like,
did.
They would have, like... shown someone putting a fake knife there, it would have made more sense. But there wasn't anything like there wasn't anything before that mm-hmm. explaining that specific knife. Because there's so many knives there.
So why would they be real? That would be expensive.
Would it?
Yeah.
You can buy a bunch of knives at
You can buy a bunch of fake knives at Dollar Tree.
I'm pretty sure you can buy real knives at Goodwill for like as a set.
I don't think they went to Goodwill to buy.
And they looked like they looked
rich.
Like, okay, it looked like they were like collect like it was a collection.
Of fake knives.
No, it looked like it would have been a collection of real knives.
Okay,
well. I don't know why you would collect fake
knives.
I don't know. It's up to interpretation, conspicuation.
Are you still trying?
Specification.
No. Speculation.
Speculation. Refrigeration.
Shut up! God!
Yeah, I give the movie 0 out of 5 stars because I don't believe in stars. Except for the ones in the sky.
Okay.
Is the moon a star? No, it's a satellite. I'm stupid. I just remember that from like the second grade.
Okay.
Do you think the moon's real?
Yes, the moon is real.
Do you think
the sun's real?
Yes. Yeah, because there's like, it gives light and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you think that the moon is hollow?
No.
Do you think there's any life on the moon?
No.
Do you think the moon is made of cheese?
Yes.
Do you think the moon is flat?
No.
Why?
Why do you think the moon is made out of cheese?
Because I've heard other people say it before.
I've heard other people say it before. That's my answer, too.
No. Okay. That's fair. I don't know. Moon seems pretty... Moon is hollow. It's hard to disprove that. It's very, very hard to disprove. Do you think the moon has a core? Like, the Earth has a core? Somebody on their Instagram story just the other day was like, yo, y'all eat the apple core? I'm like, no. No one eats an apple core. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That's gross. You know what's really weird? You ever like... Wait, is it apples or oranges? I'm pretty sure it's oranges. What? So when you eat an orange, there's two ways to eat a slice of orange. There's one with the peel and then one without the peel. If you're eating an orange without the peel, like if you unpeel it and then divide it into its other sections, you eat the whole entire thing, right? Mm-hmm. But if you eat it, if you divide it with the peel, so it's like a triangle with the peel, then you like bite into it and then like you pull out. But there's still stuff there. There's still like juice and there's still like rind, or not like rind. Rind is the peel, isn't it? There's still like the white crap and there's still other parts of the orange that are like left on the skin. So like, why not just like peel the skin off the triangle and then eat it? Then eat the whole thing.
Isn't that what people do?
Sometimes. Unless you just like bite into it like a watermelon. You know? How like you'll bite into it and then you'll tear it off and then you're like, oh, I'm done. Yep. You know? It's weird. Oranges are weird.
This is what we're talking about now?
Yes. We should do a conspiracy episode. We should do a conspiracy on Santa Claus.
How about we do a conspiracy about Christmas conspiracies?
Yes, we should also rank Santa Clauses in movies.
I like that.
I like that idea. Number one, Santa Claus, Fred Claus. With the elves. We watched this last Christmas. Remember the elves, like, they go in the houses, and they're all, yes, like, super sneaky, yes, about
that
it.
That is so good. That's the most good. Legit.
That made me believe in elves, dude.
Okay. That was the best elves movie.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I don't even care about Lord of the Rings.
Sorry, elf. Sorry, Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Will Ferrell can eat a pile of dust.
Dang. Wow.
Yeah. He can eat a pile of Michael Scott's dust, because that's what he was left in on that show.
Ooh.
Roasted.
Michael Scott Santa.
Yeah.
Phyllis Santa.
Michael Scott Jesus.
Yes. Jesus.
We could put you ever seen Guardians? It has like the Jack Rat, or it has like the Easter Bunny, Jack Frost,
yes,
the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
There's a Santa on there. He has like a tattoo that says nice on one arm and then naughty on the other.
About
and he's
bad
like super
Santa.
Swole. Bad Santa, we can put him on there. Mm. We can put the classic Santa Claus on there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the paintings of Santa Claus with, I don't know how to describe them. They're like oil painted, they're very elegant. He looks like a very old man, lots of wrinkles, very tiny, small glasses. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably.
He's usually in like a wheelchair.
Yeah, probably.
He's in like a log cabin. There's a fireplace going on. There's lots of like dim Christmas lights.
Christmas
lights. I don't even know how to. How would I look up that picture?
Search exactly everything that you just said.
I'll put oil painted Santa and see what that. See what I can get here.
There you go.
Kind of. I'm thinking much more like elegant, like a long, yes, like this. I would say come over here, but that's a hard process.
That's what she said.
This is so accurate what I'm looking at right now. Yes, but I know that there's somebody listening and they're like, I know exactly what he's talking about.
No, there
and those
isn't.
Paintings, those pictures remind me so much of Harry Potter. Like, imagine Harry Potter vibes, but with Santa.
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus Christ, there's a painting of Pogo the Clown. He's like a serial killer. I don't know why that's on there. I looked at paintings of Santa. It's weird. What other Santas are there? There's a Santa on Elf. He's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty good.
I'm just going to look up Santa in media, pop culture. There we go. Let's see what we got. Oh, the Santa Claus with, who is it? Tim Allen?
I know you're talking about.
Is it Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Is that who it is? Let's see. We got the Santa girls from Mean Girls.
Not counting that. That's not Santa Claus.
No.
No.
I don't know. They're pretty. They're accurate.
No.
We could have Black Santa on there.
Is that a movie?
No, it's just an icon.
Oh.
There's Snoop Dogg as Santa. That's pretty neat.
Yes.
Lego Santa.
Sure.
Accurate.
Okay.
Very accurate. Santa is in Frosty the Snowman. That's crazy.
Yes.
There's a comic book Santa? What?
Let's That's awesome. Get it.
What the heck is that? Okay, I'm going to describe this for you.
Okay.
It's a painting.
Yes.
It is Santa. So imagine Santa.
Yes.
And he's in space.
Okay.
It's like from the belly up.
Okay.
He's in space. He is holding a Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Everything's normal except... His skin is made out of spaghetti and his eyes are meatballs, but his eyes are two spaghetti noodles coming up and creating circles that are filled with human eyes. This is a real painting.
Okay, you literally just scared the crap out of me.
This is a real painting. I think you should come over here and see this one at least.
You lift up your computer.
You should at least come over and see this one.
Lift up your computer.
This one's insane. Okay, hold on. Let me unplug that. Alright, look at this Santa.
Wow.
That's insane, right?
Wow.
That's the craziest Santa I've ever seen. For people that are on YouTube, I'll put the picture on there.
It's kind of scary. I don't know if you
want It's so weird. Do you think I can buy it? Oh my god, it's $170.
Buy it. I don't even care.
Okay, so the $80 Power Rangers helmet.
Shut up.
You can buy a $8 picture. Or, you know what, I could just photocopy it and get it at Walgreens for a couple cents. Ooh, we can make greeting cards. We should make this our Christmas card.
No.
We should print these out.
No.
And we should get our family, gift baskets.
No.
And we should, have that in there. And they'll look at it and be like, what is this?
No. That's scary.
Can we put Spaghetti Santa on the ranking list when we do that episode?
Okay.
All right. That can be our next episode. That can be, either a bonus or next week or something.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that's going to be on there. God, what the heck is wrong with the internet?
I don't know.
So weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's hit me with a spaghetti Santa. It's flying spaghetti monster Santa. I know that the flying spaghetti monster is a religion. I know that that's an actual religion that people just made up for, I don't know, jokes, I think. Because there's other images of the flying spaghetti monster. I guess the picture is just the flying spaghetti monster, but dressed as Santa. So it's not as weird.
Okay.
It's still weird, though.
Still weird.
Still mucho weird.
Still scary.
Still very scary. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
This is insane. Jesus, this is so high quality. If I put all of these pictures together, mm-hmm. they have the most high quality images of just parts of the picture.
Oh, so it's extremely high quality.
Extremely high quality. If I put them all, Jesus Christ, this is a 10,000 by 8,000 pixel snippet of the picture. So there's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's so this is 80,000 pixels wide and 40,000 pixels tall.
Wow.
That's insane. My laptop is 2,000 pixels by 1,000 pixels. About.
Wow.
About.
That's crazy.
Dude, that's an insane quality of imagery. But, I mean, whatever floats your boat. I mean, if they want to make giant spaghetti monster Santa Clauses, I guess. That's going to be the title of the episode now.
What?
Giant floating giant spaghetti Santa. And then I'll have that be in the thumbnail. This is crazy. Jocelyn's getting tired, but we have studying to do. We have to eat supper.
That's okay. Okay.
We got big boy hours coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to learn about... did we learn about?
I get to have coffee.
Did you already drink coffee today?
Maybe.
We'll see.
Go on.
Yeah. Is there anything else that we had planned to talk about? Honestly, I'm pretty sure we only planned Knives Out and that's it. And then somehow, see, this is what the internet does. You start talking about Knives Out, and then you get to a Spaghetti Santa.
That's exactly what the internet is.
Yep. That's exactly what happens. Like I've told you, sometimes I like to just look up random words on YouTube and see what comes up on videos. Sometimes you get some very high quality content. Now, there are times you just get, like, a dog eating a biscuit.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, but, like, you know, I wish that the dog was in space while it was eating the biscuit. You know? There's just a whole separate vibe that it's missing. Yeah. We should do an episode where we just look up random stuff on YouTube once we get the camera.
Deal.
Because that can be a very fun time. Mm-hmm. I used to do that with, like, Caleb and them.
Yeah.
Just we would for all fun. Hang out in my basement and just watch YouTube video. When you get to the point in YouTube where you're watching videos with, like, 4 views, that's when you know you're hitting gold.
That's us right
it's
now.
It's like you think, well, 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 our content is high quality. That's for sure. We only put out grade A quality content.
Yeah, but that's people it. Still don't listen.
You know, we got some fans. We got fans. We got fans rolling in.
Yeah, fake fans.
Yeah, no, we got 2 real fans.
Other than that, they're all
fake. If those fans. 2 real fans want to get on the podcast, let me know. And we will sign you up. You can get on this. I decided we have like 3 weeks for Christmas break, I think. Yep. Or holiday break. Whatever. PC. Okay. Whatever. Christmas break. We have like 3 weeks. And I was thinking if I should make a game or a comic book.
Yeah.
But I could also, third option, I could actually make my 2nd album, like I've talked about forever.
Yes.
Since, like, Christmas Reese will album. Be in town.
Make a Christmas
album. I don't know about Christmas album.
Make a Christmas album.
Maybe just, like, legit stuff. Get Logan on. For y'all listening that don't know, I had a little rap career.
A little?
Little
he was, ducky rap he crew. Was admired by everybody.
Sometime, mainly lower classmen.
Yep, because what else do they have to do?
Yeah, that's true. made a couple diss tracks, like 2. Made a song about thoughts, and then somebody got triggered, and then threatened to sue me.
Yep, so that was the thing.
Oh, man. I wish people could just grow up already.
I know.
I wish I could go back in time. Right. If you could go back in time, where'd you go?
Freshman year? Yeah.
Dang. I'd probably go to, like, the 1920s.
Wow.
Because, well, 1920s, but I'd tell everyone about the whole crisis that's about to happen. So that way it doesn't. So that way we can just live in the roaring 20s forever. Bada bing, bada boom. Or, get this, I could live in the 20s and then just keep resetting. There was an interesting book that I read one time about a kid who had a watch. And you could go back in time 15 minutes. But you had to wait 15 minutes to go back in time. So, like, you could continuously go back 15 minutes ago, but you can never go back 30 minutes ago, you know? Like, I could stay in the same 15 minutes for the rest of my life. But, you know, that one, that would suck. It'd be like for like quick mistakes that you just made. Like for an example, you could hear the answers on your test. Like if your teacher did your test right away and did the answers like in class, you could listen to the test answers real quick. Boop, back in time. Bada bing, bada boom. That'd be crazy. It's a very interesting concept to me. Guys, I think we're going to end it there. We're at the point of insanity. We have movies and chiropractors haunting us. And now new nightmares that we didn't even knew existed. We have spaghetti Santas that are going to be in my dreams tonight, waking me up. Okay, I'm gonna be sleeping and I'm going to feel like the little frill of the throw blanket that we made. And it's going to be, like, tickling my leg. And I'm going to be like, oh, God, it's Spaghetti Santa. He's coming. Oh, God, he's going to kidnap me. He's going to make me into a little toy. That'd be scary.
Yeah, it would.
That's how the elves make, like, dolls and stuff. It's just humans. You ever think of that? No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. No.
Exactly. Why do you think the population in Canada is so low? The North Pole. Oh, conspiracy.
North Pole.
Guys, we got to leave before we get shut down. Thank God that Queen Elizabeth didn't die after the last episode.
Great!
Now she's gonna die! Oh God, here we go. We're back at it again. Every week we gotta bring it up until she dies.
And then we'll it's gonna have be like, bad God, luck for sure.
God, this is Queen Elizabeth. Next week
you start off the episode. So she didn't die. Here's to another week.
That's how I never say her name ever again. It's just, guys, she didn't die. All right, moving on with the episode.
And then, you know.
And then new people listening are gonna be like, what is he talking about?
Who didn't die?
But you know, that's just how it rolls. So hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, leave a like. Make sure to review on Google.
Yeah.
Podcasts, or not Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Make sure to review. If you guys are also feeling sick, I want you to know that Ritz crackers are a godsend.
Yep.
So believe me, I have been through sickness before. Okay, I know the at home remedies. Okay, Ritz, eat some rice, use the bathroom as much as you can. And rub your tummies. Okay. We're good. I hope you guys are Gucci. Good luck on your finals. We've just been a couple of adults.
Well, barely.
Spaghetti Santa.